Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, you can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the auto industry has some ads running claiming the so-called right to repair somehow benefits sexual predators. Now, if you don't know what the right to repair is, that's going to be an important part of this. We'll get into that coming up here in a little bit. Chris has that story with you in the studio tonight. You do have Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We are going to go to your calls and your thoughts. In fact, if you call in on the Discord lines, you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. So please jump onto Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. It's a great way for you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners before, during, and after the show. In fact, we're going to go back to those lines here in just a moment. But if you're just tuning in, we were just telling you about this yet another ridiculous story about an airline throwing a family off of a jet, off of one of their flights, not while it was in the air, but, you know, when they're...
Which, you know, I mean, give it time.
Oh, wow.
Take your, you know, they might make you, they might start making you walk the plank after a while.
So they not only did they throw this family off because they had a 3-year-old daughter who the family says was eating a snack. Now, the idea is if you're eating something on the flight, then you're not, you don't have to have the mask on. So that was what they were saying. The mom and dad did have masks on, but none of that was good enough for the airline. They said they would not close the door to the aircraft until the little girl put the mask on. And of course, it's not always easy to, you know, to convince small children or, you know, young people or anybody to do the things that you want them to do. And so I guess she didn't put it on fast enough or whatever, so they tossed them off the plane and then decided they were just going to go ahead and kick everybody off the plane. WestJet, the Canadian airline, confirmed that after the flight staff were called, passengers then deboarded the plane, and the flight was canceled and rebooked for the following day.
I wonder if this was like a flight at a certain hour, like midnight or almost close to midnight, and they can't fly after midnight. Because in some areas, they have restrictions on like what times they can fly.
Well, I can't say.
I'm trying to think of like what other possible like rational explanations.
Tuesday evening. It was just a Tuesday evening, so it wasn't too late. At nighttime. But here's the explanation they have.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They said, quote, "Due to the rapid escalation of the situation on board, our crew felt uncomfortable to operate, and the flight was subsequently canceled."
What?
Wow, when they start hiring weaklings to fly planes.
I'm sorry, but, like, what?
That's it. They just felt bad, so they didn't feel like holding, you know, doing their job.
I mean, I would have felt bad if I ruined that family's vacation for nothing.
I have to say, if I was on this flight, I'd be kind of glad that they shut it down, only because I'd be afraid to fly with those people, you know, in charge of the plane. They're afraid of them.
What if they get triggered in midair?
I know,
a spider,
right?
Or something, and they all run back to the tail of the plane because they're afraid.
I don't know. I just figured I should give you that last.
The fear over
story.
A 3-year-old girl.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
They emptied the entire flight. And then, you know, if you take all your
Where
passengers...
Where do you find these stories? Like,
it was
just insane.
I think this one was actually put in our chat room over on the Discord server, over at discord.lrn.fm. Thanks to our great listeners there for suggesting some really interesting news stories. But, man, pretty sad stuff there. Now, every time an airline cancels your flight and they force you to stay overnight, which is what they did, because now all these people that were planning on going home or to whatever
business, I wonder if they covered their costs to their hotel rooms.
They usually have to. That's usually the way it goes. Like, if you say, "I'm sorry, we're canceling your flight, sir," now you have to stay here overnight. Usually they're pretty much required by being like semi-decent companies in competition, right? To provide you with a hotel room. So that was a very costly canceled flight.
That was a full flight. That was probably, you know, tens of thousands of dollars.
You can see some of the video here. I mean, it doesn't look non-full. It looks pretty close to packed.
Wow. Sphinx.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here.
They don't have to socially distance 6 feet on airplanes.
I guess not, as long as you've got the magical masks on.
I understand.
I wonder how they stop the virus from going 6 feet when you're on an airplane.
I was under the impression that they were actually packing people together on these airplanes all
Yeah, they seem to be sitting next to one another.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We do have someone calling themselves Nut on the line, calling from Burlington, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Nut, go ahead.
What's up, guys?
Hey, you're on the air.
What's up?
Hey.
I was just wondering if you guys thought it was gay to have sex with a trap.
A trap? Like a mouse trap?
No, like a femboy.
Ouch. Someone who is presenting as though they are female, but in point of fact, they have genitalia.
Oh, a transsexual.
For a man.
Okay, groovy.
That's what you're referring to, right? Someone who, they're described as a trap because they look convincing, but then you find out when you get into bed with them that in point of fact, they are armed with male genitalia.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. One of us here is gay. I'm bisexual. I don't think he's ever slept with a transsexual. I actually have. It feels a lot more like a girl than a boy most of the time. But
except where it counts.
Well, you know,
doesn't feel like a girl.
Well, I mean, there's an unfortunate it's not entirely the same. But
I have a question for you though. Now, why does it matter to you?
I recently had sex with a trap, but my friends keep telling me that it's gay, and I think it's straight, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's like, you can classify it in your mind any way you want to, but, you know, I would say, if you came to my church and I was counseling you, I would tell you it's human and it doesn't matter what words you attach to it. If you had a good time, do it again.
There
if you didn't have a good time, don't bother.
That's good advice. Thank you, Nut, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I would agree with you there. I mean, it was. How'd it feel? I mean, did you have a good time? That's it.
Yeah.
That's all that really matters.
Yeah.
Did she or he or whatever have a good time?
Yeah.
So, there you go. All right.
It just is what it is.
Yeah. And, you know, if your friends want to make fun of you for it, then they need to grow up. Because that's really, you know, what matters is how, you know, what are you experiencing? What are the feelings that you had about it? Not what other people think. So. Don't live to appease others. That's really going to generally turn out bad for you, whether you're trying to live to appease your parents or trying to live to the expectations of your so-called friends or your boss at work. Then you are constructing who you are based on what other people want you to be, rather than doing what is true to you. And I think that's the better way to go about it, is to do what's true.
Yeah, I mean, to thine own self be true, and it will follow as the night the day. Thou canst not be false unto any man.
Coming up, we're going to come back into police abuse, and there's an update on Minneapolis Police Department. Supposedly, they're going to overhaul their use of force policy. So we're going to find out what it means to, quote, overhaul the use of force policy when you go to the Minneapolis Police Department. We'll get into that coming up here. But we're going to change gears into this so-called right to repair story. And I keep using the term so-called in front of that. Because this right to repair is a new set of terms. I don't think I heard it before, like, I don't know, last year. And I think the circumstances I heard it underneath was that there was some law, and it might have been on the West Coast. I'm not sure where it was, but basically it mandated that all companies, electronics manufacturers or whatever, that have schematics for their you know, devices that they're making, that the government was mandating that they make all of that information available to anybody who requests it. So that a person has the so-called, quote, right to repair their own products that they purchased. Is that basically what the idea is?
I don't know to what degree it extends, and I think it's probably a fairly usually it's fairly general, but usually it's like parts and things. So like if you're, I don't know, your modem dies in your computer, you can get a new modem or something to that of that nature. These many companies will refuse to sell you a new modem, mm-hmm. you know, if the modem dies or the motherboard dies or whatever the part in that computer is that died or the electronic device. It's not just computers, but just as an example. And sometimes those parts are proprietary, so you can only go to the manufacturer for them.
Which is a crappy situation, but, you know, in my opinion, it should be buyer beware. You should have known.
Absolutely.
Should have done the research to find out that, oh, you can't, Apple won't just sell you that, you know, processor chip or whatever. They want to sell you a whole new box.
Poor choices, poor decisions.
Or they want to sell you an Apple man to come and do the repairs, you know, at a steeply inflated price.
So we're going
to talk about how this somehow ties into sexual predators coming up.
I have no idea. It's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop, his beautiful blonde coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. I did a DNA test on the 4 rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dinovite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at DinoVite.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
and you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We'll go back to that coming up here in a moment. We're going to tell you more also about this story, this ridiculous-sounding story about the auto industry in Massachusetts claiming that the so-called right to repair somehow would benefit sexual predators. So we're going to get into that here in moments. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
And communities issue their own currency backed by Intercoin. They can choose to inflate the circulating supply of their own money to spend on internal projects, or they can choose to tax certain transactions and remove money from circulation. These activities deterministically change the exchange rate of the community's local money to Intercoin without affecting the other communities or the rest of the Intercoin ecosystem. Each community can choose its own policies and openly program them into their coins. Each individual can choose what coins to get and how to spend them with upfront knowledge of what they're getting into. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. We're going to get back into the story about right to repair, but first to your calls and thoughts. He's Pizza Cake Man on our Discord lines. Go ahead, Pizza Cake Man. You're on the amp line.
So our country is under attack by libtards on the left. They are setting fires. They said that they were coming to the suburbs. I told you that this was going to happen about a month back when I called in, that they were going to start leaving the cities and going out and doing things in the suburbs. And it seems like what they've chosen to do is an organized arson attack on suburbs and rural areas.
Really?
Our country is
any evidence of
under
that?
Attack. So. Yeah, there's tons of people that have been arrested now that are Antifa activists, people that have had gasoline in their cars, full...
Don't you have to have gasoline in your car?
Yeah, clearly. Full containers full of gasoline and pre-made Molotov cocktails that could be thrown to start the fires.
Are you referring to the fires that are on the West Coast? Apparently there's quite a few.
Oregon, California, Colorado. Mm-hmm.
Why would they go to those areas? Aren't those the hardest left areas of the entire country? Or is it they're targeting the rednecks?
Are they looking for a war with the environmental terrorists?
The cities are all... are all very leftist, mm-hmm. But even in places like California, the conservative farm towns are still very, very much right wing. So they are attacking our conservative values out in the farmlands.
Well, I don't have conservative values, but I value freedom. If conservative agrees with freedom, then I'll agree with them on that issue, whatever that
is. That is what conservatism is. Conservatism ultimately boils down to the idea of leaving others alone.
Well, I haven't seen
except
that.
Except when you're imposing your religion on them.
I haven't seen them. Or when you're imposing your beliefs about drugs. You know, a lot of conservatives.
That's not true conservatism either. That's religious.
Oh, not
that's
true conservatism.
That's religiosity. Right. Religiosity, when mixed with conservatism, creates what you consider conservatism. When true conservatism.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I mean, there's religious people who leave me alone. There's religious libertarians who don't get into my business. You know, they just leave people alone.
Well, I can give you my best advice toward heading off these attacks. I don't know if it'll do you any good, but give it a shot. Let's get all the conservatives to call up the local police departments and tell them to stop killing people. It's true that a protest should not turn into a riot, but
I have to also say,
my turn, bro. I'm talking now. Okay. So what you should do is you should use all of your influence to get the police to stop randomly killing people all the time. And it's not just black folks, it's people of all types that are getting killed on a regular basis,
right.
And it irritates people. And they tend to be more on your side of the spectrum. So if you have any influence with them to get them to stop killing, that'll cause people to settle down a lot.
What does that have to do with Marxism, though? We're talking about the Marxism.
It doesn't have anything to do with Marxism. It has to do with what's got these people so irritated. And what's got these people so irritated is that the police will kill you like you're trash in the street. And people don't like seeing that happen to their friends and their relatives or even people who look vaguely like them. You know, and it's all kinds of people who are getting murdered. I'm sorry, you keep trying to talk when I'm talking. When I pause, go ahead. Now, what were you saying?
That's a very leftist argument that you're making, though.
Okay, is it false? Because if not, I don't care to label it.
Because the reason why they're out there protesting is because of the Marxism that is prevalent in our country and the push for chaos in the streets so that they can effect a political change towards the left and towards a Marxist political system taking over our country. So that's why they're out there in the streets. They're using this Black Lives Matter, this police brutality thing as a focus point, but the real fact of the matter is that there are Marxists that are attempting to create a Marxist system in the United States.
Well, I think you're not entirely, there are kernels of truth in what you just said. There's definitely Black Lives Matter Incorporated, which is run by Marxists, and chances are Antifa is definitely Marxist. But that's not why they get sufficient popular support to be able to do what they're still doing. What gives them the support is people being angry about people being murdered in the streets. And so if you can stop that from happening, then what you do is you take away all of their support from the sane people, and they're left with just their isolated 2 or 3% that's actually dedicated Marxists.
Yeah,
and
I have to
there's
wonder,
not much they can do.
What percentage of these people that are burning buildings, that are destroying property, are actual Marxists versus those that just want to burn and destroy things? I mean, just troublemaking teenagers or 20-somethings that have nothing going for them in life, and they like to see something burn.
I feel like that's less important, though, than the people that are actually planning. So the people that are out there affecting the actual action, sure, they may not be Marxists.
I don't know if there's a lot of planning that goes into this. I think that what you have happen are a bunch of people that want to show up to destroy things, and then they just destroy those things. I don't think that they knew they were going to destroy the AutoZone. I don't think that they, when they were driving to town, they weren't like, all right, let's hit the Chick-fil-A. Yeah, I know that.
AutoZone was a cop.
You're right. You're probably right about that. But I was just giving an example, right? So I don't think they knew they were going to take down the liquor store, right? Like
I just think nobody's got a little bit of a leftist idea on why they're actually out there, when in reality they're clearly out there because of the Marxist Jews.
I think you can only know what. I think for the call of Pizza Cake Man, I think you can really only know if you ask. And I don't think you should be able to jump to conclusions just by looking at video footage of somebody setting a fire.
It's not a monolithic group. Yeah. There's all kinds of people there for all kinds of reasons.
Right. Same thing with our conversation with Kirby earlier about black people. Same thing's true with these rioters. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is announcing the normalization of diplomatic relations between Bahrain and Israel.
In the spirit of peace and cooperation, both leaders also agreed that Bahrain will fully normalize its diplomatic relations with Israel. They will exchange embassies and ambassadors, begin direct flights between their countries. This is a truly historic day.
In Shanksville, Pennsylvania, former Vice President Joe Biden admits to being stunned by the brave actions of passengers on United Flight 93.
It's one thing to react when you're in a situation where you're confronted with something you have to act immediately. It's something to consciously know that what you're about to do is likely to cost you your life.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. During a recent question and answer session with labor leaders, Joe Biden appears to be queuing up answers and reading off a teleprompter after a supporter asked him a question about labor rights. As far as if Biden does use a teleprompter, National Press Secretary for Joe Biden, T.J. Ducklow, tells Fox News,
Brett, we are not going to engage. This is straight from the Trump campaign.
Well, yeah, they're
point.
Using
and,
it.
And what it does, Brett, is it's trying to distract the American people.
I'm just, from, they're from, using from it. They the talk about it every day. Can you what? Say yes or no?
Brett, I am not going to allow the Trump campaign to funnel their questions through Fox News and get me to respond to that.
Oregon wildfires are forcing over 500,000 people from their homes.
Oh, the wind was blowing so hard, it still should have been daylight, but it was dark. And the ashes were everywhere, and the wind was blowing outrageously bad. I mean, it was bad.
At least 23 people have died in the fires. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you're invited. If you want to join us, you can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, we will be broadcasting from ForkFest 2021. We'll look forward to seeing you there June 28th through July 4th at Rogers Campground, which is going to be taking place right after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the same spot it was this year, which most people seemed to appreciate. Some, they may decide to move their celebration to before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So who knows? We may end up having 3 weeks at Rogers Campground coming up in 2021. But Aria and I and some others are looking at the week of June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021. So we'll hope to see you there. You can get your campsite or your motel room or your RV site registered right now with Rogers Campground. There's no need to wait till next year. If you know you want to go, just go ahead and book the site right now and start planning for it, because it is the Decentralized Libertarian Camping Festival, and it was a good time this year. So we'll look forward to seeing you there next year. You can go to ForkFest.party, ForkFest.party, and you can learn more about the event there. So, Chris, you had just started telling us a story about Massachusetts, where they are, I guess there's some sort of proposal for a so-called right-to-repair law. Now, the way right-to-repair is positioned it's a new concept for me, right? Like, I am the kind of person, I'm not entirely good at opening up electronics and, like, you know, testing them and everything. Like, I can build a computer from parts, but I can't, like, replace capacitors and things like that on boards. So, like, there's a certain level that's too much for me.
Yeah.
My dad actually used to do that kind of work when he was my age. But I never learned those skills from him. But if I did have that level of skill, I should be able to go into my devices and do whatever repair I want to. But that's different from right to repair, isn't it?
Yeah, so I support one's right to repair something. I don't support the use of violence to achieve the objectives. And that's effectively what's going on here, is they're advocating for government to step in and force companies to do something that they don't want to do, and of which you could have simply chosen another company to purchase hardware from that doesn't do those abusive things to you.
It's the negative right to repair versus the positive right to repair. Nobody has a right to stop you from repairing your stuff, but nobody has an obligation to provide you with tools, equipment, and training to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Or in this case, something as simple as schematics or giving you easy access to the things. It's like some products, like an Apple computer or whatever, or I think Dell used to be this way. I don't know if they still are, but there's certain computer manufacturers that use proprietary, even like proprietary screws, like things to like keep their case together to where you need a special screwdriver or whatever that you have to order.
I think only Apple did that.
I came across it. I think it was Compaq. It was either Compaq or Dell. I came across
Dell,
it in the 90s.
HP, Lenovo, Toshiba, Apple, Sony.
Really?
Yeah.
At different times? Not all the time?
Yep. I'm not
because
saying all
Dell's
the time, but
always
definitely.
Been pretty open when I've had them.
Dell is definitely not open. They're using digital. So the thing is, these companies are doing some really bad stuff. They're using something called digital restrictions to prevent you from replacing parts, even though they're standard components that are used in those slots. And basically what they do is they do something called whitelisting, which is also socially unacceptable apparently now. But anyway, I'm going to use that term because I disagree with the whole idea of banning words. So basically what whitelisting is it's a list. It's in the BIOS basically, and it's says, if there's a card that's not on this list, don't start the computer up or don't allow it to activate the slot or whatever. And so you're basically restricted to only being able to install the cards bought from the manufacturer and generally only the cards that were originally sold in the machine.
Now, what would you have to do to update that list?
Well, I mean, you'd have to hack the BIOS. I mean, it's not something that you typically...
You can't typically do it.
No,
you're better off just building your own computer rather than going through these guys.
The answer to the problem is don't buy from these companies.
Yeah.
And
they're going to keep doing this crap.
Yeah, they're going to keep doing this stuff, and you contribute to the problem, by purchasing from these companies.
Right.
And the list that I just made is probably pretty thorough. So pretty much if you don't do from the five, the five big guys, the five major manufacturers, you're probably not going to have a problem in this area. But if you do buy from them, then you're kind of contributing to your own downfall. I mean, it's the best way I would describe it. I think people should have the right to repair stuff. But the other problem is that it's not just the computer industry, but also like the auto industry, and all these industries are actually advocating for laws and have had laws passed that make it illegal to try to bypass digital restrictions. So that's the bigger concern, I think.
Yeah. Oh, well, both sides want to use the government, right? So you've got what you just described, the companies that want to make it illegal to bypass their restrictions. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the other side of it, which are the people that want to mandate that these companies open their products up and or give certain support and technical specs or instructions or whatever to anybody that wants to repair or repair companies and that sort of thing. And so both sides are struggling over the guns of government to try to turn them against one another rather than just using market mechanisms like outing the companies that do this sort of behavior, promoting the fact that they're nasty in this way, and giving alternatives in the marketplace to say, hey, if you don't want to be restricted, buy products from these companies.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is something that,
like ThinkPenguin.com.
Yeah. Yeah. My company. So my company does. Yeah. I mean, this is very much in line with what my company does. So we sell computers and we don't lock down the parts. We do the opposite. We try to make things as accessible as possible. Right. You can replace them with our parts or you can replace them with some other company's parts. You know, more or less. I mean, there's some stuff that's not, you know, that's going to be proprietary in a sense because it's only specific to that machine. But generally, like, there's a lot of standard parts too. And so we're not looking to take a standard, you know, slot and lock it down, you know, by using whitelisting in order to prevent you from repairing or upgrading or whatever.
Another example of this, this whitelisting, I think, might be that maybe more people are familiar with, because very few people are probably trying to open up their computer and switch out a video card or a RAM stick or something like that. But I'm thinking of this printer here in the studio. There's this HP printer.
This is a terrible printer.
it's a good printer, but it's got a bad feature.
Yes,
which is restrictions.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
Cartridges. Mm. So if you put a cartridge in there that's manufactured by like some Chinese manufacturer, and mind you, I tried the whole Chinese toner route for a long time, and I've never really been impressed with any of the products that I get from these companies, these alternatives.
Yep.
But anyway, if you don't put an official HP branded product in this toner cartridge slot, it'll just refuse to take it. It has a little chip on there that it checks. It checks it against an online database. Yep. So if you don't have an internet access to your connected computer, I don't think you get to print things these days. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. And this is exactly the kind of thing that we... So this printer... So this is an all-in-one HP printer color. And all of the all-in-one HP color... This is like my expertise. This is my subject area. So basically all of these printers, HP printers, that are all-in-one color laser printers are all terrible for this type of reason. Now, what's humorous is that a lot of other HP printers are actually some of the best printers to buy. But, but they're all-in-one.
Why the discrepancy? Why such the wide, you know, some are terrible, some are the best? Why?
You know, I don't know that there's logic. I don't know
if all-in-one division just sucks and the rest of them are okay?
So...
I would say just different strategies.
So part of it is the components being used in the all-in-one color laser printers. The color printers are fine. It's the color all-in-one laser. Part of the problem is that I don't know if this is, HP might be licensing some of the technology in their color all-in-one laser printers, and so some of these pieces are proprietary that the software is dependent on, but there's also other reasons for some of what they're doing, like, you know, the ink stuff, for example, and preventing you from connecting other
they
printers.
They want you to buy their ink.
Right, but these types of things cause all sorts of problems, so for the end user from support, from maybe it'll work today, but it won't work tomorrow when you go to buy a new computer or you upgrade your operating system or whatever.
We haven't even gotten into the point of this.
No, we haven't.
I mean, it's interesting to talk about what right to repair is, so that way we can lay the groundwork. But this actually has to do with the automotive side of things.
It does.
And something's going on in the law. We'll tell you about it and why sexual predators are involved.
It's a battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're talking about the so-called right to repair. It turns out it's actually just a bunch of people who are trying to force, admittedly, companies who are doing undesirable things to stop doing those things. But if you want a company to stop doing an undesirable thing, the best thing to do is use boycott and, competition and supporting
and
the
buy from options. a company that's doing good things.
Right. Research and find out a better option.
This is exactly why I'm not a fan of using proprietary software. I'm encouraging people to, companies that effectively to continue to produce this software that I don't have control, and then I don't have control over my own devices.
Right.
So it's like, you don't have to, I'm not a fan of copyright law, but I'm not going to stop somebody from without copyright law, you can still have proprietary software. So sure. I'm not going to stop somebody from releasing or try to use government to stop people from releasing proprietary software just because you get rid of copyright. But I'm certainly not going to encourage companies, by buying their products and services if they don't release the source code.
This is just people who are like, oh, well, we really love Sony's project. you know, products, but we don't like this one thing about them, so we're going to use the government to change that.
Yeah, right.
And no, that's a bad precedent, because it's basically saying that if you don't like a thing in the marketplace, just use this criminal enterprise to come in there and change it for you.
Right.
Well, what happens when Sony gets control of the criminal enterprise?
Mm-hmm.
What happens when your competitor gets control of the criminal enterprise? Then they're going to use it against you.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. Like, I, on the one hand, I'm kind of like, oh yeah, well, this would give us some. How do I say this? This would give us some. It would sort of be like a hack on the system that, you know, the bad guys are, you know, using. But at the same time, it's also a bad direction to go, because it also, you then have to accept all the other bad things that they're doing, and they're using government to achieve. And that's not a good leadership position to be in, I don't think.
But unfortunately, this is a difficult, it's a strange issue.
It is.
Because as we were just discussing, and we're going to get into why we're even talking about this coming up, but that as libertarians, we're free market people.
Yeah.
So we want people to be able to make choices in the free marketplace, and we understand that that means that some companies are going to do things that we wouldn't do. You have a company called ThinkPenguin.com.
Mm-hmm.
You sell all Linux-based, privacy-centric products.
Yep.
You're open. Anybody who buys a computer from you can open it up. They can swap cards out. They can do whatever they want to it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Anything that you buy from us is going to be as free and open as we can manage. And we're working on all sorts of stuff to try and get things, you know, push the line further than we're currently capable of. Because we're also relying on other companies. So it's not like nobody is alone, you know, when it comes to, you know, developing or designing or engineering stuff. You're relying on other companies to put stuff together. And if no company is doing it, then it becomes a much, you know, that you can rely on. If there's no company out there doing the right thing, then there's, what do you do? I mean, you're running against a brick wall here, and it's much, much more difficult. So
would you sell that printer, for example?
I wouldn't sell it.
Okay, because of the interlock on
too proprietary.
Yeah, there's multiple issues with that printer. But yeah, I mean, we do have a, it's kind of funny, we have a Canon all-in-one laser printer. I think it's black and white. It's black and white. But it's the only all-in-one laser printer that we'll sell. We don't have any color all-in-one lasers. We do have color lasers, and then we do have all-in-ones, but only inkjet that are color also.
So anyway, let's get into why we're talking about this, because as libertarians, you know, we support the free market, which means that companies can make bad choices.
Right.
And it means that you should be free to make the choice to not patronize them and let the market decide what these things should be. But people know the government's there, so big companies want to have control over it to, you know, essentially force their way upon people. And other people want to force the reverse on the companies. And we're over here just like, hey, man, can't just people be left alone? But as a result, it means that we will oppose the right to repair, because that's a force against these companies to give out all this information and open up their products and, you know, this and that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm opposed to your right to repair something. I would say I'm opposed to the
government's version of it.
That's the problem with this wording.
When they say the bill's called right to repair, then we have to be against the bill. Which means it sounds like we're against the right to repair.
Right, and that's not true.
We're against their definition of the right to repair.
Right to repair should really mean is that that you have the right to try to repair something.
Yeah.
And you should be allowed to attempt to get around any kind of restrictions that a company tries to put on. Right now, it's illegal to try and repair stuff.
Really?
Because of digital restrictions and the way the law is written. Yeah, do you remember DVDs and back in the day, they were encrypted, and when the keys were leaked to decrypt them, the 2600 magazine, basically they published the source code, and then they were ordered to stop publishing it, and then they did, and then they linked to it, and then they were ordered to stop linking to other people's copies, and then
they get them to unring the bell. Linking. You can't unring the bell once it's rung.
They stopped linking to it, but they had text versions of the link effectively. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they eventually were forced to to stop that as well.
Wow.
And unfortunately, it didn't hit the Supreme Court. But honestly, it was probably, unfortunately, because it was a hacker magazine, it probably wouldn't have done well. But unfortunately, we've never had a case hit the Supreme Court as a result. And it's such a clear situation of you have the right to publish, you have the right to speak,
right.
And they're taking away that right.
I'm surprised they didn't go that far.
So it should have been a free speech. It was a free speech case, but they unfortunately, you know, for whatever reason, even though your First Amendment right should supersede copyright, because the Constitution only permits them to pass laws in regards to copyright, it doesn't actually say copyright. You know, it's not in the Constitution. It just says something to the effect of, they can pass a law. But a law is not, again, the laws are below the constitutional protections, theoretically. Right. So you should, theoretically, your right to speech should trump any of those laws.
I wonder why they didn't go further with the case.
Because they felt, so my understanding, if I recall correctly, is they felt that it wasn't going to go in their favor because the courts are biased and hackers don't have a good reputation and Hacker Quarterly.
Right.
So it just.
Oh, they're all bad.
Yeah. So they decided not to take it up to a higher court or try to appeal it to a higher court. But unfortunately, they're probably the only group that is going to be in a position to really do anything like that. Anybody else who tries to appeal is, you know, I mean, it's
all right. So how are
what you could do is just reproduce exactly what they've got, and then wait for that person to come after you. So you've either put on the net what they wanted on the net on the first place, and the only way that the company can stop you from doing that.
But unfortunately, we're talking about 20 years ago at this point, right?
Like, yeah, it's too late.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no one cares about the DVD encryption codes at this point.
No.
So, all right, let's find out, why are sexual predators being brought into this so-called right to work?
I mean, this is how ridiculous these arguments are. And I think the argument is a little ridiculous on both sides, but
sure, like, because neither of those sides are a principled side. They just want violence to be used to enforce their way.
Right. So
unless that's a principle.
Are you able to play the video? Do you want to?
I have. Should we start with the video?
To start with the video so people can get an idea.
Are advertisements, and they're apparently manufacturers or automotive manufacturers. The Alliance for Automotive Innovation is what they're called. They've purchased some advertising. These are being run on Massachusetts television stations. And here's number one of two. It's a woman in a parking garage. She's walking.
If question one passes in Massachusetts, anyone could access the most personal data stored in your vehicle.
It's a lie.
Domestic violence advocates say a sexual predator could use the data to stalk their victims. Pinpoint exactly where you are. Whether you are alone.
They can do that already anyway.
Even take control of your vehicle. Data safe.
Keep your data safe.
Yeah, so how are they... I wish I could interrogate this woman, but, I mean, grown-ups use encryption that you can't get through even if you know how it works. That's why PGP can be open source software and still be secure. So I'm wondering what's wrong with their software that if you know how it works, you can break it?
Effectively, what they're saying, is that their software is so defective.
It's crap.
Yeah, their solutions are so defective that they can't afford to let somebody else.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is using
security through obscurity as opposed to security through actual
security. Crazy thing is, I'm pretty confident that the law doesn't say that they have to release the source code, so that really begs the question then at that point of how on earth could they possibly connect remote control of the vehicle to the ability to get parts in order to fix the vehicle in the first place? It just doesn't make sense, and this is, I'm calling them out on this.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got more on the so-called right to repair, including another advertisement. There's a second one here in the story, so we'll see what other claims they're making. And do you have a comment on this? Join us. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.